Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about an issue with the Fish Commission and the possible closing of a fish hatchery. Talk to us about what's going on here, what's really going on here, and the future of this situation.
The Fish and Boat Commission is playing politics with the proposed closure of the Oswego Fish Hatchery in Potter County. The agency announced this week that they had voted 6-4 to authorize Executive Director John Arway to cut $2 million from the agency's budget by closing the Oswego Hatchery and also two warm water facilities in Erie and Juniata counties. The agency is actively promoting legislation that would give the commission the sole authority to increase license fees, which is currently the responsibility of the state legislature. And it's very obvious that Director Arway and his supporters on the commission are playing politics and undermining their own mission, which is to serve the state's boaters and anglers. I was encouraged that our local fish commissioner, Bill Brock from Elk County, voted against this decision. When you look at the impact, according to the commission, the closure of the Oswego hatchery alone would result in the elimination of 240,000 adult stock trout in four lakes and 61 streams. And most of those streams are in McKean, Potter, Cameron, and Clinton counties. So it certainly would have a big impact on north central Pennsylvania. And I find it interesting that the commission only proposed to close one cold water trout facility and that happens to be where people actually come to fish. And this is just another example of how Harrisburg bureaucrats treat our rural communities. And they treat people like second-class citizens in rural PA. So I think this move is very short-sighted. They're cutting $2 million from the budget at a time when the agency is sitting on more than $60 million in reserve funds. And that's more than 100% of the agency's annual budget. So I know that there are long-term fiscal issues for the Fish and Boat Commission, but I'm certainly urging them to keep this hatchery open.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is budget-related, as we are looking for ways to find money all across the state. And one of the ways is making sure that we are not wasting welfare money. Talk to us about the legislation which passed in the House this week.
Preventing welfare fraud is a top priority. And this week, the House passed legislation to prevent the fraudulent use of public assistance benefits by passing legislation that would crack down on welfare fraud by requiring proper documentation of citizenship and residency when applying for local and state benefits. Under House Bill 1095, individuals who apply for benefits directly must provide an acceptable form of identification or an affidavit certifying their citizenship. The bill does not change eligibility criteria for public benefits, but would update Pennsylvania law to be in compliance with federal law and make sure that people who are receiving public benefits are actually entitled to those benefits. The bill would also prohibit individuals from possessing multiple access cards, and any person who violates this provision would be charged with a third-degree felony. So the bill, I think, is very important. I think preventing welfare fraud is a top priority and now moves on to the Senate for consideration.
And, Representative, I understand that this week that your committee held a hearing to discuss a possible raising of dog license fees. Talk to us about what was going on with this and where this legislation is headed.
Well, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee held a public hearing this week on House Bill 1463, and that's a piece of legislation that's been sponsored by the minority chairman, Representative Pashinsky from Luzerne County, that would increase dog license fees and create an online sales system for dog licenses. The Secretary of Agriculture is saying that the revenue coming in from dog licenses is not enough to sustain the department and the dog wardens that work across the Commonwealth. The legislation seeks the first increase in dog license fees in over 20 years. So we're diving into the details to find out exactly what's going on with the revenue that's coming in from dog license sales. And I think the information presented will help the committee a great deal as we continue to look at this issue.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.